American cyclist Lance Armstrong took a spill today on his way to what he hopes will be a fifth win of the Tour de France. Armstrong was thrown from his bike but not seriously hurt in a pileup involving 35 riders. They were sprinting for the finish line in the first stage of the race. In Mexico, drivers race through busy streets with little or no regard for pedestrians, streetlights, or police. But there is one authority that commands respect, and it is the speed bump, or tope in Spanish. NPR's Jerry Haddon sent a postcard from Mexico's streets.
In Mexico, traffic obeys its own inscrutable currents. Turn signals rarely flash, red lights are regarded as suggestions, and traffic cops like Margarito Lagunas are almost universally ignored. Lagunas stands in the center of one of Mexico City's busiest thoroughfares, waving his arms energetically. Cars race past, paying no heed.
No, muchas veces no respetan. Si nosotros aquí nos echan el carro encima.
No, the people don't respect traffic signals at all, he says. If we try to intervene, some drivers even aim their cars at us. Pedestrians say street life is even worse for them. Across Mexico, they've laid down their own homemade speed bumps, or topes, to force drivers to slow down. In some neighborhoods, topes are more like barricades than speed bumps. In the small town of Acatlipa, Morelos, south of Mexico City, Main Street has no less than 11 topes. Some are nearly as high as the sidewalk. The town's most notorious tope is nearly 6 inches high and 2 feet wide. Resident Miguel Orsuna built the speed bump right in front of his small convenience store.
Y aquí se nos metió un carro. Hasta acá adentro nos destrozó todo esto.
One time a speeding car smashed into my store, he says, destroying everything inside. So we put the topes here. Though no one was killed, my kids could have been wiped out. Most topes are improvised, unregulated strips of gray cement. They lie across side streets, main streets, and even major state highways, like this one in the northern state of Sonora.
Topi, topi, topi.
This driver was barely able to brake in time to avoid damaging his car, but others are not so lucky. In Acatlipa, local resident Adriana Flores recalls how an unpainted tope here sent her mother's Toyota to the junkyard.
Se pasó despacio, pero como el carro es un poco bajito, le amoló la suspensión.
We passed slowly over the tope, but since the car was a little low, it wrecked the suspension, she says. It's worrying. You really ought to have a pickup truck around here. In the southern state of Chiapas, the highway to Ocosingo bears the nickname Topesingo because of the dozens of speed bumps that add hours to a journey. Locals say some are set by bandits who wait for cars to stop, then rush in with guns drawn. Tope attacks can also be a hazard in Mexico City. In the crime-plagued barrio called Doctores, taxi driver José Luis Feroz says residents tear up any topes that might get poured in the night.
O sea, en la mayor parte de los asaltos que ha habido así, que siempre es en topes o en altos.
The majority of assaults occur either at topes or stop signs, he says. For schools, topes are great, but they can be dangerous in other places because either a thief or a cop could rob you. Overall, Feroz says he's glad for the topes. The danger from speeders is greater, he says, than the occasional crook. Anyway, Feroz says he's become an expert at clearing them. Just take the tope at an angle. That way you can keep rolling, he says, you don't get robbed, and you don't bottom out your car. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Mexico City.